Proclamation number 7770, dated the December 12th, 1960. Cause and origin of creation. Your human existence is the result of your earlier apostasy from me in the spiritual kingdom. It has been explained to you many times already that you yourselves were the cause of the emergence of the earthly creation through which you, as creation's crowning glory, shall once again achieve your original state which you once had voluntarily surrendered. I brought every kind of earthly creation into existence because of you, for I searched for and found a way for you to return to me, and this way is the progress through the earthly material works of creation. The last stage of this earthly progress is your human life. And now you have to start your voluntary return to me again, since you once parted from me voluntarily. Because you are divine beings by origin who, as a sign of their divinity, possess free will. Your life as a human being gives you the opportunity to prove your divinity. It gives you the opportunity to direct your free will towards me and thus also to unite with me again. Then the earthly creations have served their purpose. They succeeded in achieving the work of return in accordance with my plan of eternity. And thus you have to view all creations as the result of your transgression against me, but also as your means of learning to acknowledge me again. You have to recognize creation as an expression of my love for you, which I did not want to lose. You should know that my supreme wisdom recognized creation as the most reliable means of winning you back. And one day you will be able to see the progress you made through the creations for yourselves and be tremendously grateful for the mercy my infinite love bestowed unto the souls which otherwise would be lost. Then the creation will no longer be a constraint for you. Rather, it will be such immense proof of my love that you yourselves will want to take part in the work of creating in order to give the spirits even more opportunities to return to me for good. Just as love motivated me to create, so will love not let you rest either, and then you will use the strength, which flows from me to you, in accordance with my will. You will create and design for your own blissfulness. But this requires a certain degree of maturity which you can acquire during your earthly life already if you use your free will correctly and direct it towards me. Then your soul will return to the original source of light and strength from whence it once originated, and then it may also receive light and strength in abundance. Then it will be able to create and work with me and be happy. And thus, on the one hand, the works of creation are a constraint for the immature spirit, but on the other hand they are an opportunity for the free spirits to work lovingly and help the unredeemed souls. On the one hand they are judged spirits themselves, and on the other hand they bring freedom to the spirits, because all creations have to comply with their instructions to serve, thereby enabling the constrained spirit within to achieve freedom. The redeemed spirit of light knows this and in its love is constantly active by forming new creations in accordance with my will, by taking part in creating, because it knows my eternal plan of salvation and wants to help with the work of returning all spirit essence to me. Hence the creation may well be considered my adversary's realm, because it contains the unredeemed spirit. However, he himself cannot influence this spirit during the time of its constraint, while the world of light protects this spirit and time and again can help it to become free. Yet the human being has to fear his influence again. But he need only use his will correctly. He need only direct it towards me and I will take care of him and truly release him from the hands of my adversary. However, he is to pass this test of will himself. Neither I nor my adversary will force his will in either direction. He has to prove his divinity himself by asking for the light, from whence he once originated. Amen.